You're listening to the StudyClix podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the StudyClix podcast. Today, we've got even more guests than usual. We've got three. I've got another host alongside me, Aisling. Aisling, how are you doing?
Hi, everyone.
We are both part of the social media team, aren't we, Aisling? We're some of the strongest lights of the social media team. Yeah.
We run social media. We run Irish TikTok.
We run StudyClix in many ways. But today we've got two guests, people who also work in StudyClix. Heidi. How you doing, Heidi?
Great.
Good. And we've also got Ava.
Hi.
Hey, Ava. I forgot to say, how are you doing to Ava? I just said, we also got Ava. left her hanging there. But yeah, both Ava and Heidi are in fourth year. And we're going to be chatting all things TY. So guys, I'm going to pose this straight to Ava, actually. I suppose there's a lot of people who, when they come out of third year, they have to face the decision of actually whether or not they should do TY. So I'm interested to hear, have you regretted doing TY, or are you absolutely delighted you did it?
So thrilled I did TY. I was almost not going to do it, and it was like a very last minute decision, but it's probably the best one.
A last minute decision? Why were you not thinking of doing it?
Well, when I was asking everyone, like I was asking like friends in fifth year, and I was asking like my parents and all mm-hmm. that, and they all told me to like just do what my friends are doing, but I had no friends at the time.
Great advice.
So it was very much like an up to me thing. But I just considered like what I would actually get out of it, and compared mm-hmm. to like, you know, fifth year where you have less time and everything, I decided to do it, and it ended up being like I learned different things that were actually really important that I wouldn't have learned if I skipped TY. Oh,
amazing.
That's so wholesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you find TY helpful for making some more friends? Because when I was in TY, a lot of my friends from third year skipped TY, and I made like a whole new friend group in TY.
I've made so many friends this year. Like I started like, oh my God, sorry.
Ava's headphone just fell out, everyone. For all the people who aren't watching.
Well, I began the year like completely friendless, but everyone is so open to making new friends at TY, because that's like everyone's going in with the mindset like, this is what TY is for. TY is for making new friends. And everyone mm-hmm. just comes in, and they're also like bouncing around from person to person trying to like mm-hmm. make new friends. So everyone's in the same kind of boat, whether you start with friends or not. Like, you're going to end up with friends by the end of it.
So everyone takes on like new interests as well and stuff. So you find new, like, whether it's clubs or societies, whatever. So you meet new people that way. Same question to you, Hyde. Did you ever have a moment of whether will I not do TY, or was it always, I'm going to definitely do it?
We can't like skip it in our school. So like,
okay,
it's not a choice. Like, it's if you're not doing TY, then you're moving school. So I was not going to move school. So I was kind of like, okay. And like none of my friends, like I had like two friends or something that went like to the institute, but that was kind of it. I think they just want to like rob more money with TY fees. So I know what the crack is there. But yeah.
So decision was made for you. But are you, yeah. you've enjoyed it?
Oh no, I love TY. I was so excited. Yeah, I love TY. It best non-decision I made.
Best decision ever made for me.
Do you think it should be compulsory?
Ooh. I think it depends on the school, because like some schools, they just don't really do a whole pile. Like my friend just kind of like floated around, and like I guess floating is fun, but I don't think much happened. So I feel like if it's an actual like program of what you're doing, then yeah, compulsory. But if you're just kind of like going with the flow, then maybe it should be a choice.
Fair. That was such a politician's answer. Maybe.
And Ava, what was the like, was the TY program on your school good? Was there a lot going on?
My TY program is like as filled as it can be. Like there's always something happening. There's always something on.
What were some of the things that you kind of got involved with?
So this week actually we had self-defense, which was really interesting. Oh, wow. It was like a, like a 2-hour thing. We had this guy come in and he was like teaching us all the different like strategies, like depending on who you're against. Like if you're like fighting a girl, do this. If you're fighting a guy, do this. Which was really cool.
That's so cool.
And then obviously like all the big events, like we had two trips. We had one in Ackle and then one abroad, which was pretty cool. Like musical. So all the main things. Mm-hmm. And then just throughout like the year, all like little kind of trips and stuff.
So cool.
Nice. Mayo mentioned.
Wouldn't want to do that. Mayo mentioned. Gal Island mentioned. And it only took us about 5 minutes. Yes. What about, was it packed in your school, Heidi?
Yeah. And I like signed up for everything under the sun. So I was really busy. No, we did loads because we had modules. We had like three triples a week of modules. And then all your classes were modules on top of that. And then I was never even there for the said modules because I was doing something else. So we had like self-defense and then we were in town every Tuesday. And then I don't even know.
Just partying.
In horticulture, that sucked though. There was so much muck. I hated it. Yeah, we did loads. I can't remember now.
But isn't that great? You learned what you didn't like. You don't like horticulture. Yeah. And check that off the list. Not going to do that then when I leave school. So is there like a favorite part of TY or something that's like stood out as like, this has absolutely been the best aspect of TY? For I'll put the question to Ava first.
I think I'm kind of biased. Like, I really loved the musical. That was probably my favorite bit, but I've always been like a musical theater like kind of like person. So
And you, Heidi?
I think it's kind of tied between the musical, and then I did a lot of like SVP stuff, so I was kind of doing the two of those.
Is there like anything from TY that you wouldn't expect to be doing that you did, or how is TY like different from how you expected it to be? Maybe
I don't know,
maybe the horticulture. Did you expect to be doing that?
No, I thought I could like opt out, and they were like, okay, plant the plant beds. I was like, no. Like the first few classes, I was like, can I go clean out the shed? Or like, I was not, yeah, I didn't expect to do horticulture. And then there were some modules like you obviously just had space, you had to chuck in. Like we did like creative writing. I was like, is that not just English? Like, I don't need triple for creative writing.
Triple? What, 3 hours of it?
3 hours of creative writing. And it was like, write a poem. Please no.
What about you, Ava?
Like, there was loads of subjects which I didn't know were a thing. And then I had some work experiences. There was one where I wanted to do like a legal thing, but I ended up doing 1 day legal and then 2 days of other things. I had a day of HR and a day of health and safety, and I was like, I don't want to do health and safety, that sounds so boring. And it ended up being my favorite out of the three, so it's very unexpected like what you get up to.
I agree, musical was great for me, and I was like, and now I study musical theater, and I would say it's probably down to TY, to be honest, because we did Footloose. Well, we were going to do Footloose, and then the week of the show COVID happened, so it got cancelled.
We got our show in.
Did you? What did you do?
Yeah, we did the sister act as well, actually. I didn't have very much sister part act. In it, but...
Great.
Is that not what it's called? The sister
it's
act?
No, it's just sister act.
Oh. Clearly, I'm a musical theatre nerd there. As well.
But on that, do you feel like you guys found new interests that like you hadn't before TY? Or is it something you're going to come out of TY going like, oh, I'm going to take that up now? Or even has made you think, oh, maybe that could be a route I could go down when I leave school?
It's very hard to change my mind. So.
Oh, really?
I don't think, like I was pretty set like on what I liked. So the only thing that happened was I used to do debate from first to third year, and I still do it. Like I did one this year, but like I was forced to go. But like I did a lot more like public speaking this year, like just like talking and like stories. And I was like, okay, so I actually just like talking to people. I don't like arguing. So I was like, no, I'm just going to stop doing that. But I didn't like start anything new.
But in the same way, you learned something that you didn't really like anymore. Yeah. You kind of outgrew debating or realized the part of it you like. What about you, Ava?
Well, before the musical, I never really done acting before. I'm like very much more singing and dancing. So I didn't think I was going to like it. And I ended up starting acting lessons like in the new year. Cool. So
who were you in? You did Sister Act, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Sister Act.
And who were you in Sister Act? Or did you have a part?
The lead.
Oh, Dolores McCarty. Yeah. Very cool. What about you, Aisling? Did you learn anything new in TY?
Oh God, if I did, I've forgotten it by now. Well, I guess when I was at TY, I actually did a course with the Bar of Ireland, which was cool. It was like a week and we just got to like shadow barristers for the week and like go to the courts and different things. Now I'm studying law, so there you go. Well, but you mean, I kind of knew I wanted to anyways, but I guess it just kind of reinforced it. Do you think that like anything you've done has helped you in terms of maybe choosing a college course, or because you're still in TY, that might be a bit further ahead for you?
I was very set on doing like law, but now like I'm really thinking of doing musical theater as like a proper career, because like it was just like a hobby, and then I was like, this is like the only thing that actually makes me like really happy. So I really want to do musical theatre. Just need to persuade my mom.
It's always the hardest part. What about you, Heidi?
I'm really useless with this whole like course thing. Like I went into my like career guidance thing and they're like, what do you want to do? I was like, I was hoping you could tell me. I like really don't know. I was like, I really, really wanted to do law for ages and then nothing happened. And then I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to do it. And like nothing made me change my mind. And I still don't know why I feel that way. But now I don't know. And it's kind of like stressing me out. I'm kind of like,
yeah. Maybe it's just your gut. Have you been able to like do any experience and not at all in TY or?
Yeah, I did work experience with like a solicitor's office and I went into the four courts.
That's so funny. We've got like Heidi who's at a time thought of doing law. And we've got Ava who's, you know, coming to the School of Musical Theatre. Come on.
Why has no one come to me?
Heidi's thinking about law, maybe.
I'm thinking about everything. I don't have.
Yeah, you got so much time. You don't need to know, guys. Isn't there like a questionnaire the guidance counselor can give me, and it'll just spit out what the perfect course for me?
We so actually have one of them.
Do you?
Yeah, we did that too. I just didn't like the results.
What did it give you?
Like paramedic and like a lot of like motivational speakers. I'm not doing that.
There you go.
What did it give you, Ava?
I think the first one was psychology, which was kind of random because I've never even thought about that. And the second one was acting and being an actor.
Just ignore psychology then.
Yeah, acting is way more fun. Way less stable, but way more fun.
Yeah.
Like you guys are coming towards the end of your time in TY. If you could go back to start it again, like tomorrow, is there anything you would have done differently? Or are you like both happy with how you used your time and stuff? And if you think you got the most out of it?
I feel like I could have done way more. Like I signed up to everything I could, but I didn't always hold on to everything, which I guess is a good thing as well. Cause like then I could make time for other things. But there was a lot of time where I was like, oh, I'm in TY. Like my studies don't matter as much like now. So I'm just not really gonna like bother as much. And then I got like, we had exams in February and I got my results back and I was like, oh, maybe I should have tried a little bit harder. So it was very much.
I think that's an experience everyone has, though, a little bit. I feel like the level in some of my subjects went down so much. But I think you kind of need to take a year off as well because you're about to go to 2 years of like absolute just constant.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to have a year when you're grown up as a teenager to chill a little bit. What about you, Heidi? Would you have changed anything?
I don't know. I spread myself way too thin. Like I was on every club. I was volunteering for everything. But then I wouldn't like drop any of it because I enjoyed it all. But like I was as stressed as I was like in third year, in fourth year. And then in third year, I was like, oh, when I get to fourth year, I'm going to be so chill and chillax. And I don't know why I ever thought that. Like I know myself. Like that was never going to happen. But I'd still sign up for it all. Maybe just like take a chill pill though. Like it's not that deep.
There you go.
Very interesting. I was just going to say, yeah, so you got a month left. Great. You wouldn't change anything. How do you feel going into fifth year now? Like I know, Ava, you're just saying you feel like your studies got put to the wayside, which I think they should. But yeah, are you guys scared? Do you feel prepared?
I'm like terrified. I'm like so depressed. TY is over, but like at the same time, I'm also like so ready to get back into like a routine. Do you know what I mean? Like get back to proper classes because it's like I haven't done anything like proper in so long that now I like really want to start get back into that.
Have you like got all your subject choices and stuff picked?
Yeah, we had to pick ours really early. We didn't really get to try a lot of the ones that we wanted to do before we did them. But I'm pretty happy with my choices.
What did you pick?
I picked Spanish. We had to like pick them in order what we wanted most. So I picked Spanish, then physics, computer science, and politics.
I did politics. Politics was a good one.
And Heidi, same question to you. Are you buzzing for fifth year?
I'm not looking forward to getting to a routine. I'm fine with not having a routine. Like, there was three people in my maths class the other day, and I was like, okay, we'll just, like, watch a movie. And she's like, no, we're going to do constructions. I was like, no, please, no. I was like, I thought I was in German. I don't even do German. And then I asked a question, and she tried to answer it, and it was just in one ear, out the other. I'm fine with that. I don't want to start fifth year. Like, I don't want a routine. I'm totally fine where I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you think it's going to be hard to get back into, like, the... Like, because I know some people say that, like, they'll just skip TY because then they're like, oh, if I take a year off not studying or not working to a schedule, like you say, Ava, that I'm it's like fifth year is going to be such a culture shock and I'm going to waste time kind of at the start or take a while getting back into it. What do you guys think about that argument? Do you think it's going to, you're going to be okay going back into that? I know, Ava, you say you kind of like the routine, so maybe it'll work better for you.
See, I say that, but then once I get there, I'd definitely be like in a bit of a slump. But I think that would happen anyway, like even if you did skip TY, because you have a whole summer off.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what year you start, you always start the year in a slump, and I think that's just a given.
That's so true. It's a good argument.
Thank you.
Yeah, we always take a summer off, don't we? And Heidi, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to struggle. It's not going to look good for me. I really, my November exams went grand, like, because I was still doing work at that point. And then I convinced myself, like, oh, maybe my school isn't that bad. Like, maybe, like, once I get to 50, or like, this shock that everyone's talking about isn't going to happen to me. And then, like, the musical started, and I was like, no, that's not happening. So now we have to do, summer ones, and I literally haven't touched a book, so I don't know how 50 is gonna, like, it's not looking good.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, what are summer tests like in TY, really?
Class ones, and then we did like science modules, but I've only been in for like one module, so I don't know what the rest of them actually are.
Do you have any summer tests, Ava?
No, we just had the one in February.
That's nice. And do you have any, like, Heidi, you said everyone in your school has to do TY, but do either of you, maybe you know people from other schools, and Ava, maybe you have people you know who didn't do TY at all. Is there any people who you know who didn't do TY and, like, skipping TY, do you think that, do they seem upset about it? I guess you can't, well, maybe they won't miss it as much because they didn't experience it. Or do you think they're, like, upset that they're not kind of doing the stuff that you are doing, or how have they found that?
Yeah, my best friend, I she doesn't want to admit it. I know she regrets it. She's always like, oh, like, how did it go? It's like, you went great. She's like, oh, yeah. Would have been fun if I was there, right? I was like, yeah, would have been fun, Tria. Would have been fun. Yeah. I think just the stress of everything after third year and stuff.
Yeah, no, I think TY is great and I love TY, but I do think, like, it suits some people to just skip it. I don't think it's necessarily for everyone. Like, there was a lot of people from who I was friends with in third year skipped TY because, like, if they had done TY, they just wouldn't have put their name down for anything and they wouldn't have done it. So, like, skipping TY probably suited them better. You can do either, kids.
That's so true. Depends on the person and their personality. Do any of you have any, like, really hilarious stories from the year, or any anecdotes or anything like that that, you know, you can, our listeners can enjoy?
I feel like I'm too boring for this.
No.
I made, like, a bit of a show myself, like, for the musical. We all had to come in on, like, a Sunday for, like, the rehearsal before it started. And then, this is a spoiler for West Side Story, so skip ahead, I guess. But at the end, I was Chino, so I was supposed to shoot Tony. But we only got the gun, like, the day of the rehearsal. And I don't really watch action movies, and he was giving out to the other girl who was my double, like, oh, you're not shooting it right. So I was all stressed going, oh, sugar, like, how am I supposed to shoot this? Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to be. So I was backstage, like, holding the gun up, pointing at everybody, trying to figure out how to look natural. And then my cue was like, come on, Chino, come out for me. But I was so locked in on trying to figure out how to shoot it. And they were like, Chino, Chino. And they were on their fifth Chino. And I was still backstage going, how do I shoot the gun? And everyone's on the side stage going, Heidi, go on, go on, go on. And I'm still there with the gun. And then eventually I'm like, sugar. So I start, like, it's like a scaffolding. So I start to, like, run up the steps, but I don't run and I have no coordination. So I slammed the bottom of my foot into the step.
Oh,
my face was on the first step. My knee was on the second. My foot was on the other one. And I was mic'd. So my fall was mic'd. And everyone thought my fall was the gunshot. But the two girls that were Tony and, like, Maria, they were trying to go for it. So they keep doing the scene. So then I have to, like, hoosh myself off the steps, pick the gun up off the floor, try and go up and shoot him. And the light guy was like, we can't, just go back. I had to do a little walk of shame backstage. And I can hear everyone try and stifle a laugh. And I was like, I haven't lived it then. I hear about it every day. Like, it's on my TikTok. It's like, it's fine. But, like, it was hard.
Was this a rehearsal or a live show?
It was the first rehearsal with, like, light. So there was a spotlight on me. It was all dark and one big spotlight. And then I was sprawled out on the scaffolding with the gun on the floor.
That's
kind of iconic.
When I asked that question, I didn't think we'd get a story that good. Thank you, Heidi. That was great.
No problem, anytime.
Oh, I love theatre mishaps.
You just love theatre.
Yeah, what can I say?
When I was in TY, I did my work experience. One of my work experiences in McDonald's.
Actually, my friend did that.
Just to like get a job. I feel like that's something that people do.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Do you work there now?
No, not currently. Actually, I work with not currently. Thank you. I did, but I worked there for like, I did TY work experience for like 2 weeks in McDonald's and then worked at McDonald's like all the summer of sixth year and then for like first year of college. So it works. Good strat to get a job.
So true. So Heidi, you worked in a law office or something, you said, for your work experience. Yeah. Did we ask you, Ava, what you did?
I did a few. I did two law ones, an engineering one, and primary school.
Okay, which was the best?
Which
did you enjoy the most?
Oh, that's really hard because I love them already, but I think law was probably the coolest for me because that's like what I was most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones did you do them in like solicitor's offices or a law firm?
I did a solicitor's office, but there was like nothing for me to do. So he was like, I have a friend who's a barrister. Like, do you want to go in with him for a day to the Criminal Court of Justice? I was like, yeah. So that was like the coolest day, I think, for me.
What did you do, Aisling? Apart from McDonald's, did you do anything else?
I did McDonald's and then I did work experience in Dunleary County Council, which is so random. So I did like a week and then did, I was going to say a seat as if it's, when you do law, you do seats. Anyway, sorry. Then I basically swapped around the departments, like different department each day, which was cool. I think I did a day in the law department, but yeah, just got to go to Dublin for a week. It was kind of fun.
Well, where else would you rather be? Yeah, I'm surprised none of you like worked with your parents because I worked with my dad and I feel like that's the thing that I see so many people doing. They're just like, I'll just get
my mom worked
with
in the primary school, so I kind of worked
okay,
with
yeah.
Did you have any friends who like struggled at all to get work experience or do you have any tips get work experience?
Just everyone will tell you this, but like get it as soon as you can. Like if you can, get it in third year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been way more prepared than I was. I'm not going to lie though. I definitely didn't even think about it until fourth year.
No, but like what worked best for me was I just told my mom, like, this is what I want to do. Ask your friends or get friends if they don't have what I want to do.
Yeah, and you can always find someone with a mom's friend. Like all my work experience are just my mom's friends.
Yeah,
you can always find someone who has a mom who has a friend.
Connections, all connections. That's network so young, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually did my work experience in, one of them in RTE, and I met.
That's cool.
No one. I walked past Ryan Tuberty. I think I said hi to him and he said hi to me. So.
How did you get that?
My mum's friend is like the manager of, well, was the manager of the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland or something, or the RTE Concert Orchestra, one of the two, can't remember. And they were like in that week and they were doing like rehearsals for Dancing with the Stars and stuff. It was so cool. Or didn't the band, like the band were, so I was just chilling. And I got to see the set of like Fair City and I was doing so much work. I was doing nothing. That's what I do now. Absolutely nothing. Aisling, do you want to go on to our mailbag segment?
Mailbag. Sure.
That's the catchphrase. mailbag. You want to do a little song and I come up with one so that we do it every time?
No, I'm okay. I think singing is more in your realm. We'll just say mailbag. I can't. These pictures are so small, I can't see them. Should I introduce mailbag? What is mailbag? Yeah, just Instagram. So we asked our Instagram followers.
It's a bag full of mail.
I'm just trying to pick out something to read out in advance.
Do. Where did you go abroad in your trip, Ava? You said you went to
Mayo. We did border hopping, so we went to the Netherlands, Germany and Brussels in 4 days.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Did you go anywhere like that, Heidi?
I went on the same trip.
Oh.
The same company, so.
Fab. Well, you guys had a great time. Which was your favourite country?
I really loved Netherlands, but we didn't actually go to see the Netherlands. We just went to a theme park, but like it was a really nice theme park.
Did you just go to like Efteling?
Yeah. It was really good.
Right, are you ready, Aisling?
I'm so ready. Okay. So now we're going to move on to our mailbag. Should I just say mailbag again?
Yeah.
Mailbag. What's that, Aisling? Here we go. Keep that in, Nosho.
Yay.
This is our new mailbag section where Aisling reads mail.
I read mail because I can read.
Yes, you can. I can't. So that's why I don't do the mailbag section.
It's actually a skill I've learned after 4 years in law. Would you believe it? So we asked our Instagram followers just for some tips on doing TY. If you want to be in the next mailbag, make sure you follow our Instagram. Little shameless plug. There's definitely a range. They do range from don't do it, very eloquently put, to do everything. A lot of people here saying give every opportunity a go. A lot of people seem to have really enjoyed TY. I see one here saying look over maths. What is your opinion on that, girls? Did you do any study at all in TY? Do you think you should do study in TY? I don't really think it's the time for it, but
we were really heavily encouraged to like do maths, and like the teachers gave us a lot to do. I just didn't do it, and now I regret it. So
it's hard to get yourself to do it though, and nobody else is
sometimes
really
I just
it,
didn't even go because I was like no.
Yeah, I feel like TY is such a, there's so many other opportunities that you can take in TY other than doing maths that like the maths can wait, you know. What do you think, Heidi?
Yeah, don't waste time. Like, enjoy the year. It's okay. You don't have to study. Do it next year.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think the general consensus is just to, like, get involved in everything, which you sound like you've done. I definitely think, like, that is the best advice if you're going to do TY. You should definitely try to get involved in everything. Did you do much? You were saying you did, like a quiz or something about what career you should do. Have you done much more in like terms of researching careers? Did you have a careers class in TY?
Yeah.
Did you find that helpful?
Oh yeah, that looked great.
That's good. I feel like it's a good time to do it while you can like sit and ponder, you know? Yeah, so that's basically all the wisdom from our mailbag. It was really insightful.
See some of them plugging the doing the musical as well. So I think it's important that you don't leave that one out, Aisling.
Oh yeah, sorry. Have we not plugged the musical enough already?
If you get a chance to do The Sister Act, get involved.
I think this actually says here: don't do the musical. Abolish all musicals.
That's just a little.
Don't
one.
I like that one.
Someone, Luke Toohey probably put that in. Okay. Right. Did we touch on everything?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. Ava and Heidi, you're great guests. You're really good at talking.
Thank you. I'm extremely nervous. I've been told that before.
I love the different range of reactions. I'm extremely nervous. Thank you. I've been told that before. But our two guests, who one's really confident, the other one's nervous, but they've both been fab. And then you have to guess which one's which.
I can't stop laughing now.
So guys, before we finish out, you enter your last month of TY before you go into the big bad world of fifth year. Do you have any final tips for anybody who's going into TY next year, how to make the most of it?
Wait, hold on, I can't.
Okay, I'll ask Ava first. Okay, I'll give you a second.
I would definitely say don't just follow like what everyone else's or what your friends do. Because
don't just do what your friends do, because that was the advice that I got. So.
But like some of my friends are so different for me. Like I don't think a single one of my friends in my friend group auditioned for the musical. And that's like the one thing I want to do the most. And I was so pressured to not do it because they were like, oh, like it's going to be like, you're going to look so cringy and like you're going to look so weird. And I auditioned it and it was the best thing I've ever done. So don't just do something because your friends don't do it. Because be as selfish as you can in TY. Be the most selfish person you've ever met in your life. Be so annoying. Be so selfish. Get what you want and you'll get, like, to be fine.
You tell them.
Yeah, love it. Exactly.
Love that little burst of...
I agree.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. Heidi, are you okay? You recovered over there?
I think, totally take the advice that, like, do everything. But also, if you've signed up for, like, 20 things in the same month, it's okay to not sign up for, like, everything. Like, you don't have to do it all. Like, you could take the most out of TY and not, like, kill yourself in the process.
Don't overwork yourself.
Yeah, that's the word, yes.
Don't spread yourself too thin. Because that's what Heidi apparently did. But you still enjoyed
really
it. So
did.
It depends on who you are and what you want to do. What you want to get out of it at the end of the day is what we said. But anyway, thank you so much, guys, for being such amazing guests. It's just for well-spoken people in TY. That's very impressive. And like guess that's what you got out of TY, how to speak so eloquently. But yeah, and thank you, Aisling, for hosting alongside me.
You're so welcome.
And we'll finish it up there. Thanks so much for listening. As a treat for podcast listeners, you can use the code podcast10 for 10 euro off any StudyClicks upgrade. So if you made it this far, there you go. You deserve it. Share this podcast with a friend and leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Does everyone just want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you in the next one.